Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is August 25th, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out the history of trading videos on the MarketsWiki Education page of johnlothiannews.com, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. During the GOP presidential debate in Wisconsin Wednesday night, Vivek Ramaswamy said the climate change agenda is a hoax and that we should drill, frack, and generally make things worse. At the alma mater of Milton Friedman, a bastion of free market economics, the University of Chicago produced a study that, quote, found that corporate emissions are undermining prosperity. There is a Financial Times story in the ESG section of today's JLN in which Ramaswamy is quoted as saying just the opposite about climate change. Amazing. Bloomberg reported that the damage caused when publicly traded companies emit greenhouse gases is equivalent on average to about 44% of operating profits, according to an analysis by Michael Greenstone and Christian Louise of the University of Chicago and Patricia Brewer of the University of Mannheim. Cboe Global Markets shared on LinkedIn that it issued a letter responding to the SEC's proposed rule on minimum pricing increments. FIA welcomed a new member, Sinara. FIA said, Sinara provides trading and market data software solutions for exchanges and brokers with expertise across the different stages of the derivatives trading lifecycle. It serves clients looking for specialist technology to streamline operations, reduce risk, or take new business initiatives to market. John Warnock is dead at the age of 82. You may not know the name, but you may use his invention regularly. Warnock was the founder of Adobe Systems, whose innovations in computer graphics included the ubiquitous PDF, which made possible today's visually rich digital experiences, the New York Times reported. Think of how great a basketball player Michael Jordan was and how he ended up buying and then selling the Charlotte Hornets, netting him a $3.5 billion fortune, the most ever for a basketball player. Then consider that CEO of NVIDIA Corp, Jensen Huang, had his net worth jump by $4.2 billion after the company's latest earning and forecast beat estimates, leaving him with a fortune of $46 billion, Bloomberg reported. Billions of people know who Michael Jordan is, and many wear his Nike shoe. But more and more people are buying NVIDIA chips for crypto mining, gaming, and now artificial intelligence purposes. You should have a safe word with your boss. Bloomberg is reporting that the next wave of scams will be deep fake video calls from your boss. The advice stories in the Wall Street Journal are normally very good and timely, but you can tell we are in August and the journal is looking for filler. The advice story today is about men's ties in a story titled The Best Men's Ties for Office Casual, Power Meetings, and Formal Events. I hope to follow up with a story about the best socks or maybe how to match your shoes and belt. Born Tech reported on LinkedIn that it has completed development to SGX. The Sustainable Investment Forum North America 2023 takes place September 19th at the Ziegfeld Ballroom during Climate Week in New York. The forum attracts asset owners with more than $3 trillion in assets under management. UNEP Finance presents the Sustainable Investment Forum as the number one meeting point for the finance community during Climate Week New York City. Climate Week New York City is the meeting for world leaders from finance, governments, businesses, and social change projects to gather to discuss conservation, decarbonization, and mobilizing public and private finance to deliver a green and inclusive net zero global economy. Learn more about the Sustainable Investment Forum North America and register with the link in today's newsletter. Learn more about Climate Week NYC with the link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN options were retail traders are driving up to 40% of zero-day options boom, Bank of America disputes Goldman logic on zero-day option threat to stocks, and were option traders right about NVIDIA? Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from MoneyWise. Money buys power. John Stewart compares legalized corruption on Wall Street with Sam Bankman-Fried case. Here's how you can invest without relying on the stock market. American comedian and power commentator John Stewart has called out corruption on Wall Street, drawing comparisons between U.S. financial markets and former FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried. When I look at the intricate workings of Wall Street, it didn't look that much different from the stuff that Sam Bankman-Fried pulled, in that the legalized corruption that we have in this country looks very similar, Stewart said on an episode of his podcast, The Problem with John Stewart. My comment: money is the ugliest and least lasting way to buy power. Real power is paid for by ideas, aspirations, and ultimately blood. Here's this story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, "The Instinct to Share Our Good Fortune." A new study that shows the recipients of a cash windfall usually give much of it away, even if they don't get credit for their generosity. What would you do if suddenly, out of the blue, someone gave you $10,000? Buy a new couch, give your grandson a trip to New York, make a big donation to help Maui fire victims? It's fun to daydream. But this simple scenario may help answer one of the deepest questions about human nature. Are we fundamentally selfish or altruistic? My comment: why give away so much potential power? Here's a story from the Financial Times. Hunter Pierce, Republican thorn in the SEC side, Donald Trump appointee, has spent the past 3 years fighting efforts to boost financial regulation. When the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission met this week to impose sweeping reforms on the $27 trillion private funds industry, Republican Commissioner Hester Pierce did not mince words. Quote, "The rulemaking is ahistorical, unjustified, unlawful, impractical, confusing, and harmful. In the name of fostering competition, we are squelching it," unquote, she said. My comment: is this why Gary Gensler always seems to have a funny look on his face? There's a picture that goes along with that. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, "Baby boomers are overestimating future Social Security income. The amount of pre-retirement earnings replaced by government program will be less than many surveyed workers expect. Social Security benefits may not provide as much income as many older Americans expect. That's before possible cuts are needed to address a projected shortfall a decade from now. Baby boomers anticipate that 47% of pre-retirement earnings will be replaced by Social Security, according to results of an annual survey from the Nationwide Retirement Institute. But the reality for someone making what the Social Security Administration considers the average wage in recent years, about $60,000, is more like 37%, according to the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. And the percentage drops as household income rises. My comment: sometimes I think no one reads the fine print except some journalists. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, "Stock pickers never had a chance against hard math of the market. In years like this one, when just a few companies outperform, it's hard to assemble a winning portfolio." consider two assertions about the much maligned stock picking industry. First, only 1 in 3 active managers can beat a nearly free fund tracking the S&P 500. Second, active managers taken together possess discernible investing skill. According to Hendrik Bessenbinder, the Arizona State University professor whose research has upended much accepted wisdom about investing, both are true. How that can be so goes back to the paper that's made him an academic lightning rod in one of the most fraught debates on Wall Street. To him, the case against active management has nothing to do with the world's best paid professional investors being the equivalent of dart throwing monkeys or pawing cats. My comments. As many journalists would say, I was told there would be no math. Here are the top 3 stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was majority of prop trading firms obliged to join FINRA under expanded SEC rule from the trade. Second was SEC adopts amendments to exemption from National Securities Association membership from the SEC. Third was Goldman, JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley, UBS settle stock lending suit from Bloomberg via Yahoo Finance. Here are the top 3 stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First from Bloomberg News, the headline, Everything China is doing to juice its flagging economy. China has made a number of pledges recently to revive the economy's recovery and improve the business environment as concerns about the growth outlook continue to mount. A flurry of statements from the government and Communist Party since July have largely focused on encouraging more spending on things like consumer goods and cars, coaxing private companies to expand investment and making it easier for businesses to access funding. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, Hedge Fund Trend Followers Endure Tough Year After Banner 2022. Quantitative funds hit by reversals in government bonds as investors rethink their interest rate expectations. Hedge funds that try to make money by betting on prevailing trends in global markets are struggling to repeat their bumper 2022 as violent swings in asset prices and rapid shifts in investor interest rate expectations throw them off balance. So-called commodity trading advisors, CTAs, including Leda Braga's Systematica and Stockholm-based Lynx Asset Management, have posted losses of close to 10% year-to-date, according to numbers seen by the Financial Times, while others have struggled to make money. Here's another story, this one also from Bloomberg. The headline, Retail traders are driving up to 40% of zero-day options boom. Estimate comes from Cboe and is way higher than JP Morgan's 5%. Diverging views highlight an ongoing debate on a popular tool. Day traders are far more active in the booming world of zero-day stock options than Wall Street realizes, according to the exchange at the center of the frenzy. Retail investors likely make up at least 30% of the volume in contracts tied to the S&P 500 that expire within 24 hours, and possibly up to 40%, according to Jonathan Zayanes, senior derivatives analyst at Cboe Global Markets. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.